Welcome back. This is Ag PhD Radio. Glad you joined us today. We're talking about balancing soil fertility. First on the show today, we've got Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, how are you doing today?
Great. How's Brian doing today?
Excellent. All right. So as soon as we start talking about this balancing soil fertility thing, what are you usually talking to farmers about?
You know, it's a lot of the same talking points that you guys do. It's starting, if we're going to balance that nutrient, I think it's just like balancing a checkbook. We have to start with that beginning balance. And that's understanding your existing soil fertility through soil sampling. And then getting that running balance through the season is a lot of that leaf tissue analysis. You guys talked a little bit ago about making those broadcast applications and how we balance that, you know, with bigger applications. And growers right now are really worried about cost. So when I talk to growers about, you know, getting those nutrients back into balance, the objection is really, boy, I don't want to do that big broadcast application, that single application. I want to spread that out over time. And myself, I think that's where strip till gives us a benefit, is we can look at, you know, here's how much nutrients that it would take to build that level if we did a broadcast application. Can we put that same, or one-third of that nutrients into that 10-inch tilled strip, or on 30-inch rows, a third of that, and build that over a three-year period? So that's where I like to use that strip till and that incorporated zone, that 10-inch wide zone, you know, 4 to 6 inches deep, to get that incorporated balance into that zone where our plants are growing.
Yeah, absolutely. The concern some guys have is they get worried about some of the micros, like we were talking about zinc. You know, P and K, that's usually what we talk more about with strip till, just because, well, like for us, okay, we got two compartments with our applicator, and then we just put P and K out there. But if a guy wanted to do that with micronutrients, number one, how are you concerned at all with the safety? Because now you've got a concentrated band of micronutrients. And two, how do you get that applied?
Exactly. And I think that's where we want to really watch that concentrated band. Because especially if we're going right where that seed's going to be planted, and we try to put that all into a 0x2 or a 2x2 or right in furrow, you can get a lot of toxicity. So that's where I like to spread that, instead of being right at that one concentrated point. Let's dilute that. Let's move that out to maybe 6 inches wide and 2 inches deep. Get that closer to our crop removal level, but make that toxicity a lot lighter. I think that's one way to get a benefit, is instead of having that really hot spot, let's broaden that out just a little bit. Not as wide as a broadcast where we get more tie-up, but wide enough that we reduce that toxicity.
One of the things, too, that we see is we get a lot of soil tests where guys will do the top 6 inches, then they do the next 6 inches, and the nutrient balance kind of varies. So how do you talk through that with guys? And they say, well, my top 6 inches looks great. My next 6 inches doesn't look so good. Should I fertilize for the top? Should I fertilize for the bottom six? How should I handle that?
You know, and it really depends. You know, a lot of the areas that I work, it depends on the depth of that soil profile. You know,
right.
if somebody's going out and pulling soil samples, and they, you know, they're, let's say they pull a 0 to 8 for their surface sample and an 8 to 24 for their subsoil, if they look in the buckets and they both look the same, then you've probably got decent nutrient levels in that subsoil. If you look at them and, you know, you've got good organic matter, your humus and everything is very good in that 0 to 8, that subsoil is, you know, it's a lot of limestone or parent material and just doesn't have very good nutrients. I really worry about, you know, I want to maybe have some macronutrients, the mobile nutrients, nitrogen, late season utilize nutrients deep. But I really worry more about that 0 to 8, because that's where I've got exchange capacity in the soil, and that's where I've got organic matter. If that subsoil is very poor soil, we can put our nutrients down there and really get tie-up. You know, a lot of times that parent material's very high pH. It doesn't have the same balance that 0 to 8 or that A horizon does. And too much place too deep, I think we get a little bit too much tie-up. So feed the crop where the root mass and where the organic matter is.
Yeah, like you say, it really does vary, because we've got some where the pH is fine, everything's fine. I just have never fertilized deeper. And so that's why we've been doing some strip till stuff down at roughly 10 inches deep and pushing nutrients deeper just to try to get our roots going deeper, and that's worked fine. But like you say, I mean, there are a lot of different situations. So one last question I got for you there, Eric. Is there anything else that you really wanted to talk about when you heard our topic today was balancing soil fertility?
You know, I guess the other thing is, balancing when that crop needs it. You know, it's a lot of times we go out there and we're trying to place all of our nutrients at one time, and I wonder if part of our balance is saying this nutrient, we know the total amount that the plant needs, but maybe we need to look more at when that plant needs that nutrient. Maybe there are some nutrients that we need to start the season with higher levels, some things we need to supplement at a side dress time, and if the capability is there, a lot of the area that I work is irrigated, can we provide some of those nutrients late season through fertigation? So I not only look at the total amount, but when that crop needs it to help balance that nutrient level.
Yep, absolutely. Well, again, we've been talking to Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Brian.
You bet. Yeah, when